Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A father gave his little girl $2 and said, "You can do anything you want with one of the dollars, but the other dollar belongs to God." She took off for the candy store but tripped, and $1 fell through a grate and into a storm drain. She got up and said, "Well, Lord, it looks like we lost your dollar." Well, as a recovering cheapskate, I've learned that I've a tendency to hold on to money for myself. I've also discovered something that is completely upside down and backwards. The less I greedily hold on to my stuff, the more joy I experience. Without a doubt, one primary ingredient in any recipe for joy is generosity. For many of us, giving money away is like riding a treadmill for exercise. I know it's good for me. I need to do it, but it sure feels good when I stop. That was my perspective until God began to change my heart. Part of it was visiting other countries and seeing real needs. I was speaking at a men's retreat when a missionary gave a heartfelt plea for the needs of someone else, a Haitian pastor, his family, and congregation. When introduced, I was asked, "Would you pray for the needs of this pastor?" I said something no one expected. "No, I won't." Everyone sat up straight. "I think we can meet that need tonight. I have $20 in my pocket. I'll put it in my shoe. Let's pass it around the room. Give if you can." 5 minutes into my speech, some guy stood up. "We need your other shoe," he yelled. Everyone laughed and applauded. By the end of that night, we had taken care of that pastor's needs for a year, paid for his child's medical bills, and helped build an addition onto their church. Most of those guys will never forget that evening, the joy we all felt knowing that lives had been changed because a room full of guys collided with a couple of shoes and crammed them with cash. Stinginess is a leading cause of a furrowed brow, a grouchy face, a prune-like countenance. It shows up in our words, "my stuff, my time, my money." If I hear the words, "he did well for himself," just one more time, I think I'm going to lose it and say, "Yeah, but what did he do for others?" 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, "Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly." And it's true. When our generosity dries up, so does our joy. But how do we cultivate a generous spirit? Well, two things help. Number one, find out what you care most about. Do this by asking a simple question: what do I spend most of my time thinking about? What do I spend most of my money on? Second, understand that everything we have is God's. Our time, our talents, our toonies, if you're Canadian. Romans 8:32 says, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" If everything we have comes from God, who promises to take care of us, why would we clutch it so tightly? God loves a cheerful giver, and the most joy-filled people I know are generous people. They give without remembering and receive without forgetting. L. Kraft, head of the Kraft Cheese Company, gave away a large percentage of his income. He said this, "The only investment I ever made which has paid consistently increasing dividends is the money I have given to God." In giving, we receive. Rather than obsessing about our own needs, let's invest our time and stuff in others. Our kids and grandkids are going to learn from watching us. Just ask the dad whose son climbed into the car after church and he was crying. The dad asked him why. The boy said, "Because our pastor said that children should be raised in a good Christian home. But I want to stay with you guys."
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.